that 1940 bridge, you know, no one really knew that the war was coming, but as it turned out, the GI Bill residential subdivisions after World War II were all at that I-90 latitude. Eastgate, Lake Hills. I-90 opened up suburbanization on the east side because of transportation.
And so then how does 520 fit into that as a complement? Because I wonder about the period when 520 is being developed. Is what's going on culturally there with regards to the idea of motorized transportation, and how do people feel about motor cars and freeways and
see the USA in your Chevrolet. I mean, the bridge opened in 63, the Century 21 was in 62. There was a sense of, it's not quite the civil engineering confidence and optimism that we were discussing earlier. It's more a kind of civic energy that characterizes Jim Ellis and Metro and Forward Thrust. It's that kind, it's a different vision than R.H. Thompson had. And it is interesting, and so we should discuss the fact that the R.H. Thompson Expressway was not built.
So just, could you just articulate for me what, if you can, what those two different visions are? So the R.H. Thompson is the sort of the ability of engineering to remake the world however you want it to be.
Yes, and the confidence that you can reshape the environment. R.H. Thompson had it's not destructive, it's just extremely dramatic kind of sense of, you know, if I don't like this hill here, I'll move it there. I don't have an island, fine, I'll build one.
It's kind of like, you sort of imagine him with a map of the city and a big red pencil going, we'll get rid of that.
And we'll but it's also like claymation. I mean, it's three-dimensional. Uh-huh. So, you know, fill this, level that, move this, do that. Uh-huh. Building bridges and this newer vision is more accommodating. I can't say it's green, but it's more accommodating of the reality of the environment. It's the period of time where we're beginning to think of the environment as a habitat, of the environment as a place not just for human recreation, but also as an ecosystem. And a bridge is a gentler kind of civil engineering. And in this case, the 1963 bridge, the 520 bridge, the Northern Bridge, really pulled settlement on the east side north of the I-90 bridge, because that's what people were really waiting for, was for an easier way to get back and forth. There was no much of a reverse commute at that time. Everyone was heading either to Boeing or to Seattle to work. And the 520 bridge made that possible. Did it have consequences? Sure. But some of them were really good ones, and some of them were not.